You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. Now, yesterday, we had a great discussion, right? Stop trying to own their opinions. Stop trying to own their opinions of you. You, my dear, must own your opinion of you. So today's episode is an extension of that in some ways, because today we're talking about this. Try on a new belief. Try on a new belief. And I'll tell you why it has to do with yesterday's podcast. Because yesterday I was talking about the fact that we're so busy sometimes worrying about what everyone's thinking about us that the reality is we're thinking that about us. Because if we're not thinking that about us, then it really doesn't necessarily matter what everyone else is thinking, right? Because human nature as it is, and there's a lot of human nature in all of us, is that we value our own opinions. I know you'd like to think that you don't, and maybe some people have said you don't or that you value it too much or whatever, but the bottom line is we value our own opinions. How do we know this? Be alive on planet Earth and you'll see that every one of us is trying to be right. We like to be right. We fight for our opinions. I mean, the list goes on and on, right? So the bottom line is if you're worrying about what someone else is thinking about you, the reason why you're worrying about it is because at some level you're thinking that about you. And a lot of times that's a part of you that has not yet been healed. That's a part of you that maybe hasn't yet been loved unconditionally. And the reason why it makes you so angry when people bring it up is because you kind of believe it too at some level. So having said that, if you haven't yet listened to yesterday's podcast, go ahead and do that. But today we're talking about trying on a new belief. So try on a new belief, and what does it look like for you to try on a new belief? Well, first and foremost, why even try on a new belief? Well, I'll tell you this. I can tell you all day long to stop thinking about what other people are thinking about. I can tell you to stop owning their opinions, or at least stop trying to own their opinions. But until you take care of this very essential detail, you'll keep thinking about it. And you'll keep thinking about it, and you'll keep thinking about it. So years ago, back in 1995, I graduated from chiropractic college, and I started public speaking. It had always been a dream of mine, a desire of mine. I love Zig Ziglar, and love Tony Robbins, absolutely love Tony Robbins too. And so I always thought, you know, someday I want to be that kind of motivational, inspirational speaker like Zig Ziglar and Tony Robbins, okay? So I was like all into it. So I began the journey of sharing the message that was in me with others. And I remember one of the first speaking engagements that I did. I talked about this. Now, this is powerful. I found this quote and I began sharing it with everyone. And it is so powerful. It was written by Frank Outlaw. And it's this: watch your thoughts, they become your words. Watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits. Watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. Now, as powerful as that is, and I have used it for over, you know, 2 decades now, this is the one thing that's missing. Where do your thoughts come from? Have you ever thought about that? Where do your thoughts come from? So when you all of a sudden start worrying about someone else thinking about you and what their opinion is of you, or all of a sudden you have thoughts that are so contrary to what you say you desire, or you say, I desire this, and you start working towards that, you start becoming that, and then all of a sudden you're like, eh, I just don't feel like it, and you start resisting yourself. Have you ever done that before? Yeah, we all have. So where do our thoughts come from? Because if our thoughts are what determine our destiny, whatever's leading your thoughts will create your destiny, my dear. Think about that. Well, guess what? It's your beliefs. That's right. Your beliefs are where your thoughts come from. I know. And you may be thinking, oh, but I don't believe that. and for some reason I have these thoughts that go so against what I believe. Is it possible that you have some beliefs inside your heart and soul that you haven't uncovered yet? They haven't become conscious. They've been swept under the rug. They've been denied. They've been labeled. They've been judged. They've been unforgiven. They've been blamed. They've been whatever. Think about that. What if the captain of your ship is driving and dictating and creating and moving you through your life to your destiny, and you don't even know what's leading and guiding you? I know. Isn't that crazy? Like these belief systems that are so deep-rooted that we don't even know they're there. So you can see the importance of our beliefs, right? And it's not only our beliefs, but that we become conscious of our beliefs. Because you, my dear, can choose your beliefs. Now, what prompted this was a group coaching call I had this week with my Soulmate Sisterhood, and I brought up beliefs. Because when I work with people and I listen to what they're saying, remember this, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So when I listen and I allow my heart to really listen to another's heart, a lot of times it's so crystal clear why they say they desire one thing, but for some reason they're not able to create it. And I could say, hey, simply change your thoughts, right? And so we're sitting here trying to change our thoughts, or even trying to change our behaviors, not even realizing that our behavior comes from our beliefs. Your thoughts, my dear, come from your beliefs. And a lot of times those beliefs are unconscious, but they are running the show. They are the rudder for the ship, and they are running your life. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever noticed that even though you keep saying, I desire this, that it seems like a mountain that is just absolutely too big to move or to go around or to go under or to go over? When the key is, it's as simple as uncovering the belief. And once you expose that belief and you get the light of truth on your beliefs and you're actually able to see them and now they're conscious, now you can begin to choose what you're going to believe and what you're not. I know, it sounds so simple. And actually, it really is simple. It's very profound, but it is very simple. But it's a process. It's a process of getting to the heart of the matter. So as my soul sister was talking, I began to ask her some questions. And it became very apparent that even though she said she desires one thing, what she actually believed was another. And there was this conflicting, contrary belief system going on. Imagine the internal tension. Imagine the frustration. Imagine it's like putting your feet on the brakes and the gas at the same time, wondering why you're not going anywhere. So after we exposed this belief, she said, well, I don't really know what to do. And I said, what about trying on a new belief? And she looked at me with a little twinkle in her eye, and she's like, okay, I guess I'm not really sure how to do that. And I said, open up your heart and be willing to believe something new. Open up your heart, open up your mind, try on a new belief. The worst thing that can happen is you put it on and you go, absolutely, this does not fit. This does not fit my dreams. This does not fit my desires. This does not fit the life that I'd like to create for myself. Okay, try on a new belief. But I guarantee you, if you have any lack in your life right now and any issue that's going on, it's rooted in a belief system, my dear. And those beliefs are absolutely feeding your thoughts. And there you end up creating your destiny. I sure hope this helps you today. Food for thought, no doubt. Food for thought, and most importantly, truth, to help you uncover the truth about your belief system. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. What is your most dominant thought? On a day-to-day basis, what is your most dominant thought? Write it down. Then ask your heart to show you where that thought is coming from. Be open to receiving what your heart's going to show you. And as you begin to uncover these beliefs within your heart, you get to choose whether they stay or they go. If you desire to grow, then these limiting beliefs must go. Thank you so much for being here. I'll look forward to sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.